You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Defence Minister Richard Marles has taken part in talks with his US counterpart, the Secretary of Defence Lloyd Austin. Mr. Marles is in the process of determining which nuclear submarine to buy under the AUKUS alliance with the US and the UK. In 2021, the AUKUS agreement was established to cement a commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. Lloyd Austin has expressed his desire to strengthen the United States' partnership with Australia.
Our two democracies are so closely aligned on our most important strategic challenges and opportunities. In fact, I think it's safe to say that the alliance between the United States and Australia is the strongest that it's ever been, and it remains vital to regional security.
The pair is discussing bilateral security cooperation, alongside trilateral talks with Japan and collaboration with India through the Quad, a diplomatic network of four countries. Mr. Marles says it's an ambitious agenda.
In this moment, it's a time to be close with friends. In that sense, I think I agree. I think the alliance has never been more important, and I don't think the alliance has ever been in better shape. And that's a big thing to say, because the alliance has always been in very good shape. And so we feel there is a very strong alignment between our two governments right now.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he and Defence Secretary Austin found the meeting highly productive.
We're increasingly weaving together our alliances in Europe and Asia, in the Atlantic, and across the Pacific, because the challenges and threats that those alliances face are increasingly interconnected, and we're more effective when we stand and work together. We also discussed our efforts to address challenges posed by the PRC to the international rules-based order, including attempts to disrupt the freedom of navigation in the South China Sea, efforts to unilaterally change the status quo and undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait, and attempts to intimidate other countries through economic coercion.
Richard Marles is also meeting with UK Defence Chief Ben Wallace while in the US. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has also met with Lloyd Austin, making a joint announcement that there will be a greater presence of US Navy and Army troops in Australia. Mr. Austin says there are growing threats to peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region that have prompted the change in security settings.
And we committed ourselves to concrete steps to deepen our cooperation in both diplomacy and defense. The United States and Australia share a vision of a region where countries can determine their own futures. Unfortunately, that vision is being challenged today. China's dangerous and coercive actions throughout the Indo-Pacific, including around Taiwan, toward the Pacific Island countries, and in the East and South China Seas, threaten regional peace and stability.
Australia adheres to the One China policy, which means it does not diplomatically recognize Taiwan as a country, but maintains unofficial contacts promoting economic, trade, and cultural interests. Following her talks with Mr. Austin, Ms. Wong reiterated that Australia's position on Taiwan has not changed.
We collectively have a strong stake in preserving peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. Australia has made its view clear about the importance of there being no unilateral change to the status quo. And we value our long-standing unofficial relationship with Taiwan, underpinned by cultural, economic and people-to-people ties.
Brooke Young, SBS News.